Kevin McCullough says she is the most needed editorial voice in print today. Listeners have voted her fan favorite for 4 years running. The amazing mind of Carol Markowitz, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us, and thankful to be able to be with you every day that I have the chance. On Tuesdays, we have a couple of regulars that are really, really good. Ari Zoldan's going to be with us in the next segment. Some interesting tech headlines today that we're going to delve into. But first, Carol Markowitz joins us per normal, and we always like to get into it because I don't know of anybody in the editorial space that thinks as clearly as she does. And so she helps sharpen what I'm thinking about even on a day-to-day basis. And Carol, welcome back. Always good to have you.
Evan, thank you for having me.
So breaking news today, Amy Coney Barrett, looks like they'll vote on her up or down on Thursday. Mm-hmm. And in a an immediately released poll around that headline, Fox News says that 58% to 60% of the American people do not want Joe Biden to expand the court if, in fact, she is approved. Carol, what's your Vegas odds on both?
Yeah, I think she gets approved. I think I would definitely bet on that. Will a potential president, Joe Biden, try to expand the court? It really depends. I think if he does, then that means that the leftist influence has completely engulfed him, because it's such a terrible idea. And I think Americans recognize that. So if he adds, you know, two new members to the court, three new members to the court, whatever he's able to do, what do you imagine is going to happen the next time a Republican's president? We're going to end up with a 300-person Supreme Court, you know, before too long. So I think American people know that that's a problem, and I think that they oppose it on the grounds that it just makes no sense. So, you know, we'll see how
well,
that
you know,
out.
FDR, who had the majorities in both houses, tried to do the same thing, and, yeah, and it didn't work out well for him. He got slapped down pretty quick.
Right. I also think that Republicans should do a better job of explaining to the American people what packing the court means. I think a lot of Democrats, a lot of Democratic elected officials are trying to make it seem like it means something that it doesn't. They're saying like, oh, Trump packed the court. It's like, no, Trump filled vacancies. That's very different than packing the court. And I think that if Republicans don't explain the terms to the American people, they risk those terms being explained by people who are lying to them.
Yeah. No, the language is owned by the people that own the definitions. It's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
OK, so you wrote about a very interesting thing in the Post. It's out today, and it deals with kind of the worst case scenario, I think, that some people fear, which is what if you have another really terrible outbreak of COVID that sweeps the country? What were your conclusions?
Well, my question is, what would a President Joe Biden do about it? What would he say about it? In our system, in our republic, it's the president really doesn't have that much that he can actually do in each state. He can ask them to do certain things, but he really can't order them to do it. I think that was a really big misconception of what people expected from Donald Trump, for example. But you know, the president does have influence. So I'd like to know, what does Joe Biden believe should happen if we have a spike like Europe is having right now? One of the things I keep pointing out is, of all the, you know, 50 plus European countries, only two have closed schools so far, Czech Republic and Northern Ireland, and they've only closed them for 2 to 3 weeks. American city schools have been closed since March with no hope of ever reopening. So I'd like to hear from Joe Biden. I'd like to hear him be asked the question of, do you believe schools should open? I get that he's not responsible for actually opening them, but if he was a president, what would he want to see happen? And yeah, that's a question I would really love to hear an answer to.
Well, what he said he would do in his convention was force a mask mandate on everybody and nationwide, and then close down the economy.
Right. Well, as I note, yeah, sorry.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, as I note in the column, he had to admit during the town hall last week that a national mask mandate is just not under the president's purview, and it's not something that the president can do. So I think he's given up on that. But the fact that he thought that that would be something possible, and in September he said, oh no, my lawyers say that I can, you know, I would be able to do that, is also a problem. I'd like him to actually have solutions that the president can actually implement.
Well, see, this is where I think that Trump's record on this has really been successfully obliterated by the Democratic candidates, because when you look at the steps that Trump took when he took them and his options at the time, in almost every case, you're saying if he did anything more, it would be an abuse of power. And if he did anything less, he would be unhelpful. When you consider he was even willing to do creative things like just send New York City a medical ship just for their purposes, and everything from the making of the ventilators to the fast tracking of therapies to getting a vaccine going at warp speed and all the rest, you do have to ask yourself the question, unless you're a dictator, what can you do? He held kind of a federalist view and said, states, absolutely, tell me what you need and I'll help, but I can't make you do anything.
Exactly. And what would a President Joe Biden have done? I don't think he would have done that much different.
Well, it'll be interesting to see. Read all about it in her new piece. Biden has absolutely nothing to add when it comes to fighting COVID-19. It's in today's New York Post. Carol, as always, thanks for being with
us. Thank you so much. Thank you, Kevin.
Coming up next, it's Ari Zoldin and Tech Tuesday. And then my final thought before we're done. Stay with us.